starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, Derek Nimmo, and John Barron. It's Thursday evening. In the study of the palace, the archdeacon, the bishop, and his chaplain sit around a table playing the railway game.
My word, I enjoy these Thursday evenings, Henry.
Me too, Bishop. I look forward to them all the week. Just the three of us sitting here.
You know, I'm trying to remember what we did before we invented this game, and you know I couldn't. It's your turn, Loot. Here's the dice. Loot.
Thank you, my lord. Thank you.
Ooh.
Four?
Which is your engine?
Ooh, the diesel, my lord.
Well, come on, move it along four squares.
Righty-ho. One, two, three, four.
What does it say?
Stations.
Ha-ha! Here we go.
Can you hand me the departure pack, Archdeacon?
Rather not. Take the top card.
Thank you.
Oh, what station are you leaving, Newt?
King's Lynn.
Ah, that's in Norfolk. Where are you going to?
Here's the destination pack, Newt.
Oh, thank you very much, Archdeacon. Oh, I've got to go to Welshpool in Montgomeryshire.
King's Lynn to Welshpool, right across the country. That's a nasty one. Come on, shake up.
Oh, I hope I don't get one.
Oh, you'll be sunk if you do. You'll never manage that journey with only one change. No, you'll need four at least.
Oh, five, my luck's in. From King's Lynn to Welshpool with five changes. Now, let me see. Birmingham and Shrewsbury, I suppose.
Yes. Well done.
Now, here we go. King's Lynn to Cambridge, of course. I think I better make an early start.
I'd say you'd better. You'll never do it in a day.
The 7:31 from King's Lynn to Cambridge arrives at 8:40.
Wrong.
Oh, sorry. 8:41, yes.
Oh, I thought you got off the rails there.
Five changes. Oh, dear.
You've got one.
No, Bedford. No, that's no good. No. The Danbury.
Splendid. You're doing well. That's three.
Oh, thank you. The 11:18 from Cambridge to Banbury arriving at 3:70.
That's 2.5 hours wait at Cambridge. You can't afford many like that.
Well, then back to Birmingham, of course. Yes, the 3:31 arriving at 4:26.
Which station?
Snow Hill, my lord.
Oh, one of my favourites. You're in terrific form.
Two to go. Now, I've got to improvise a bit, rather. Via Stafford. Yes, that's it. From Stafford to Shrewsbury. Right now, I want something from Birmingham to Stafford.
From Snow Hill?
Certainly not, my lord. From New Street. The 4:50 from New Street arriving at Stafford at 5:45.
Oh, colossal. That's four changes. Only one to go.
Now it's 5:45 and I'm in Stafford.
Let's hope the buffet's open.
Oh, I know. The 6:56 to Shrewsbury arriving at 9 p.m.
That's done it. I'm afraid you've had it, Newt. You'll never get a train out of Shrewsbury to Welshpool at that time of night. I warned you couldn't afford to hang out.
Pipped at the post. Oh, bad luck.
You miss a turn. Bad luck. Now it's me.
What about the 9:42?
Well, what about it?
There's a 9:42 from Shrewsbury to Welshpool.
I don't believe it.
Would you care to challenge me, my lord? Here's the timetable.
You miss a turn if he's right, Bishop.
Oh, well, I suppose it's just possible.
It leaves Paddington from number 2 platform at 4:10 and arrives at Shrewsbury at 9:40.
Oh, that one. That doesn't stop at Welshpool.
But it does, it does. To set down only.
Oh, yes, so it does. But you have to give notice to the guard at Shrewsbury.
I intend to do that, my lord.
Oh. Well, shake up and let's get on.
Three. One, two, three. You have missed your connection. Oh. Spend the night in the waiting room and lose a turn. How rotten.
Now it's my turn. I must say, you know, we've really got this game right now, haven't we? It works splendidly. A three. Now I move my engine on. One, two, three. You've caught the Pullman Express. Move on six squares. Oh, you see what I mean? One, two, three, four, five, six. I can't see what it says. Can you, Henry?
You had lunch at Crewe. Food poisoning. Missed two turns. Bad luck, Bishop. Now it's my turn.
Oh, well. Hey, but before you go on, Henry, just go and see if there's any more coffee in the jug, will you, Newt?
Yes, my lord. Oh, dear, we
appear to
finish it, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear, sorry about that, Henry.
Oh, that's all right, Bishop.
Shall we make some more, Newt?
Well, we could, my lord, I suppose.
Have we got enough milk, Newt?
Yes, my lord.
Newt!
Yes, my lord.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm so sorry, my lord. I was
looking out the window.
Not at that young woman, I trust.
No, my lord, but at least she does happen to be out there.
a young woman? Oh, where?
Sit down, Henry. It's only the girl whose mother's taken Canon Prosser's house. Luke seems to spend his entire time staring at her.
Oh, I don't wonder, Bishop. She's got something worth staring at.
Henry! I'm surprised at you noticing such things at your age.
No, but you can't help noticing, my lord. It sticks out a mile.
Here. Steady on there, steady on.
Barely, please remember that you're a clergyman.
Well, of course, my lord. But why shouldn't a clergyman be interested in vintage cars?
Vintage cars?
Oh, yes, Lord. He's got the best one I've ever seen, hasn't you, Archdeacon?
Yeah, if you say so. I hadn't noticed her car.
Well, I don't care what attraction she may have. Will you please stop looking at her?
Well, I have, my lord. Yes, she's gone into the house.
Good. Then perhaps we can get on with the game.
Yes, my lord. Oh, look.
Has she come out again?
Sit down, Henry. Luke, you heard what I said.
Oh, but it's the dean, my lord.
The dean? What's he doing?
I don't know. He's got a tape measure and he's on his knees measuring something. Oh, he's looking up now.
Well, come away from the window, Nut. The last thing we want on a Thursday evening is to be interrupted by the dean.
Oh, well, of course not, my lord. I don't think he saw me.
Good. Now, Henry, it's your turn, isn't it?
It certainly is, Bishop.
Right. Here's the dice. Oh, I must say, this is all very pleasant, Henry.
Indeed, Bishop. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Eh, Newt?
Oh, yes, Archdeacon. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even upon Aaron.
Oh, yes. Psalm 133. Now, come on, Henry. For goodness sake, don't hold us up any longer. We haven't got all night. Who on earth can that be? You're expecting anyone, Newt?
No, my lord. No.
One free evening interrupting the game like this? Somebody's been
ill. Well, let's see who it is, my lord.
What have you got, Henry?
One.
After all that shaking.
I forgot to blow on it.
Oh, well, come on, move on your engine. What does it say?
You've been caught travelling in a first-class carriage with a second-class ticket. You are disqualified.
Dean, my lord.
Good evening, my lord.
Oh, Dean.
Good evening, Dean.
Ah, gambling, Archdeacon.
Gambling? Certainly not. We're playing a innocent game of our own devising.
A game of chance, I suppose.
On the contrary, a game of skill.
It's taken us 3 years to perfect, Dean. No thought of it.
Well, I suppose he did have the initial idea that, happily, I was able to develop.
You see, the essence is that you take a card from each pack, and they each have the name of a station on them. Then you have to work out the journey between the stations with a certain number of changes.
And you have to know the times of all the trains in the British Isles.
By heart, both summer and winter services.
How do you decide on the number of changes required?
You throw a dice.
Ah, as I said, game of chance.
Oh, yeah. May I ask what we have the pleasure of this visit? Our Thursday evenings are sacrosanct.
I'm aware of that, my lord. However, when I tell you that lawlessness is stalking the cathedral close, I think you will permit my intrusion.
Lawlessness?
I have just witnessed 5 cases of law-breaking.
Dear.
Is it an inside job?
It is, Archdeacon, and you are one of the culprits.
Me?
Henry is? You can't be serious.
The Archdeacon?
What's he done?
His offence is vehicular.
Oh, is that bad?
It relates to your vehicle. In the course of my evening stroll, I have observed no less than 5 scooters, each one parked within 4 feet of a fire hydrant, and in such a manner as to obscure it from view.
And you've come to warn Henry?
No! I have come to tell him to move his motor immediately.
But I can't leave the game.
I'm afraid you must.
Why must I?
Because you are contravening section 402, subsection 89C of the local bylaw.
It's not your evening, is it, Henry?
No, Bishop, it isn't.
I now have to see the young woman whose mother has taken Canon Prosser's house over the road. She, too, is a culprit. However, I am in some difficulty here, as I am not acquainted with this young lady.
Well?
Well, I should not like to be thought officious.
No, perish the thought.
So I wondered whether, my lord, as she is a neighbor of yours, you would care to point out the infringement.
Me? In my position? Go to a stranger? It's certainly not.
Could Newt go?
Oh, that's different. Newt, you slip across to our new neighbor and tell her she's upset the dean, won't you?
Tell her that she has contravened my law.
No, I can't. No, please don't ask me, my lord.
What?
Please.
Why not?
Well, I haven't been introduced.
Well, introduce yourself.
Oh, well, I couldn't, my lord. No, I really couldn't.
Newt, do as I say at once.
My lord, I...
Newt, do as I say.
Oh, yes, my lord, yes. Are you really sure you want me to go?
Well, haven't I just said so?
Well, I only hope, my lord, that you won't live to regret this moment.
What a very curious thing to say. Well, Dean, let me show you out.
One moment, my lord.
Yes.
This game.
Well, what about it?
It interests me.
Oh, yes, well, it's a very good game. Now, Dean, as
I should like to stay and watch you play it.
Well, I'm afraid that's impossible.
Why?
Oh, well, we can't play without Newt.
Oh, well, in that case...
Did you have...
I shall await his return.
Oh, will you?
Yes, I shall sit here in his chair.
Oh, I couldn't be more delighted.
Oh, it's you. Hello.
Hello,
Yes?
The bishop, you see, I'm...
Yes, I know, you're the bishop's chaplain, aren't you?
Yes. Well, the dean...
No, I'm afraid I don't know the dean. Is he nice?
No. Oh, well, I mean... your car...
Do you like it?
Oh, yes, tell me, is it the 1922 or the 1923 model?
It's the 1923. It was my grandmother's. Look, why don't you come in?
Oh, I say, may I read? Oh, thanks, Mr. Porfrey.
Oh, look, Dean, as Newt has been such a long time, wouldn't you like to go home?
I should prefer to wait.
Pity.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Why don't you teach me the rules of the game? Then, when Newt returns, I shall be able to take a more active part.
Oh, but I thought you only wanted to watch.
I have never relished the role of spectator.
Oh, well, I'm afraid that's impossible.
Indeed? Why is it impossible?
Because only three can play. Oh, good. Look, it looks as though Newt has been successful. Yes, she's getting into her car, do you see?
Yes. But why is Newt getting in, too?
Oh, well, I expect he's going to... show her where to park, Henry. Yes, there they go.
But why aren't they parking outside the chapter office? I always do.
Because, as I am constantly reminding you, Archdeacon, it's strictly forbidden.
But, look, they're not parking anywhere. They've driven out through Pilgrim's Gateway. They're going into the town. Henry, what is Newt doing? What... does he think he's been?
He's rather messed up things, Bishop.
Messed us up? He's ruined our whole evening.
Not entirely, my lord.
What do you mean, not entirely? How can we play without Newt?
You can't play with only two, Dean.
Precisely, gentlemen, but we are three.
Yes, my lord, yes.
Is that you?
Yes, my lord, yes.
Where have you been?
Out, my lord.
Out? Out? How dare you? I sent you on a simple errand, and the next thing I see is you dragging about quite irresponsibly with a young woman... And then to come creeping in at this time, do you realize it's midnight?
Well, hasn't the time passed quickly?
Quickly? It may have done for you. The Archdeacon and I were left to play the game with the Dean.
Oh, I'm sorry, I suppose he was rather bad at it, really.
On the contrary, he won all four games.
Well, sure, he didn't know the times of all the trains in the British Isles.
Well, of course he didn't. But he altered the rules so much that they ceased to matter. Really, Luke, your behavior is unforgivable. Where have you been?
Well, Christine and I.
Who?
Oh, Miss Buckley. Her mother's taken Canon Prosser's house office. We went to the cinema. She took me in her car and we saw The Sound of Music. Oh, it was wonderful. You should see it.
I don't want to, Dot.
Well, it's all about a Miss Judy Andrews, do you see, my lord? She's a nun, and she stands on a hill, and she sings all about her favourite things. Kittens, whiskers, and brown paper parcels, and having snow on her eyebrows, and...
see, there are all these other nuns.
Oh, I see, an R.C. film.
No, it's lovely.
Oh, well, I'm going to bed. You will go into the study and check tomorrow's engagements.
Oh, engagements.
Ah, Luke.
Yes, my lord, yes.
Do you understand what I say?
Oh, yes, my lord, yes. About what?
Good night, Luke.
Ah, thank you so much, my lord. Oh, excuse me, eh?
Where are you going?
Oh, just up to the landing window.
The landing window? Whatever for?
Well, I promised Christine to blow her a good night kiss.
Oh. Where are the counters, Henry?
I've got the steam in the electric, Bishop. Haven't you got the diesel?
Oh, yes, here it is. Have you shuffled?
No. Newt usually does that.
Don't mention that broken reed.
Oh, isn't he any better?
Better. Christine Buckley and the Sound of Music. That's all I hear.
I'm told it's a very good film. My Mrs. Banner, oh, she's seen it twice.
Twice? That's nothing. He's seen it every night this week. It's turned his brain. I asked him to write my address to the Ordinands, and when I got up to read it, I heard myself saying, "Let us never forget the things that the blessed St. Augustine held most dear, raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens."
He's not going to see it again tonight, is he?
And miss the game? Oh, I think you can take it from me, Henry, that even Newt is not completely abandoned.
Just off, my lord.
Up. Off? Off where?
To meet Christine, my lord. I'm taking her to the Sound of Music.
Your what? Newt! Don't you know what today is?
Ah, yes, Thursday, my lord. It's awfully good. Have you seen it, Archdeacon?
No, but Mrs. Banner's been twice.
But what about the railway game?
Well, I'm sorry, my lord. I try not to be too late.
I've never seen such selfishness.
I say, old chap, don't desert us.
But I promised Christine.
Oh, this has gone far enough. Newt, as your bishop, I solemnly forbid you to...
What have you got round your neck? Oh, it's a flowery scarf, my lord. Christine made it for me. Isn't it pretty?
Pretty? It's grotesque. Take it off at once. It makes you look like the outside of a seed packet.
Oh, what a spiteful thing to say. But I'm going. This very, very big. Excuse me, my lord. You're standing in the way.
Stop, Luke, stop. I won't allow you. Luke, oh, come back.
Look here, you chaps. No. Backs.
If you go, Newt, I shall take it as your formal resignation from your post as my chaplain.
Well, that is your privilege, my lord. You'll find your hot cocoa in the thermos. Good night, Archie.
All right, go. Go to your Delilah. Ooh, wretched, feeble boy. And on a Thursday, too.
She's an attractive little thing, though.
Attractive? She's not my idea of a woman, Henry.
Isn't she?
No. If ever this heart has felt a flutter, and there have been moments, I do confess it, Henry, it's been on account of a real woman. Some little feminine person, warm, loving, and thoroughly domestic. Don't you agree?
Well, I like a woman with spirit. Amy Johnson and Dusty Springfield.
If that's Newt, don't let him in.
But if he's repented, Bishop...
Well, he's not getting any forgiveness from me. Tell him I've made other arrangements.
Oh, dear. Still, if that's what you want...
I do, Henry, I do.
So be it, then. I'll just open the door. No, I won't.
Henry, what's the matter?
It's the Dean. He's outside.
The Dean? Yes. What does he want on a Thursday evening?
He must have come to play the game.
Oh, no, we can't have another evening like last week.
There's only one way to stop him.
What's that?
Get Newt back. Remember, only three can play.
No, Henry, no. My pride would not permit.
But think of last week, Bishop.
Yes, well, I suppose pride is a sin, isn't it? Yes, Henry, I tell you what. You hold the fort, and I'll slip round the back way.
Right. Good luck, Bishop. Just come in.
Archdeacon.
Oh, Dean, is it you?
May I ask why you shut the door in my face?
Oh, so sorry, I didn't recognize you.
Oh? May I ask who you thought I was?
the man from the Prue. No. Your briefcase, you know.
Really? Well, you'll be pleased to hear that I enjoyed myself so much last week that I have decided to come and play with you again.
That's jolly.
Really? Oh, you're not, are you?
I am the Bishop of St. Ogg's, madam.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, do come in, won't you?
Well, I... are you Miss Butler?
Oh, no, no. I'm her mother.
Really? Well, well. If I may say so, you look hardly old enough.
Oh, Bishop. Oh, how very nice. What a charming thing to say. Do come in, won't
well,
you?
Well, madam, I...
Come in, come in.
Well, I've come to retrieve my chaplain.
Oh, dear Mervyn. I was just mending his socks.
Oh, so I see. What a beautiful darn.
Oh, I love doing little things for him. He's such a sweet boy.
Sweet? Well,
Christine is so fond of him. He's taking her to The Sound of Music again this evening. Do you know, he's quite dotty about that film.
The very word I would have used.
I hear it's very good. Have you seen it?
No, madam, I have not. As a matter of fact...
You want to, I know. So do I. They've asked me to go with them, but between ourselves, I felt I didn't want to play gooseberry. Well, do go into the sitting room. Christine and dear Mervyn are in there.
Thank you, madam. Newt.
My lord, yes.
Are you surprised to see me, Newt?
Yes, my lord, very. Do you know Chris? I mean, Miss Butler.
No. How do you do, young lady?
Hello, Bishop. This is a surprise.
I don't doubt it. Newt.
Yes, my lord?
Do you know why I am here?
No, my lord.
I am here because...
You want to see The Sound of Music.
Well, I...
The bishop's been telling me how much he wants to see The Sound of Music.
Madam,
oh,
I...
Smashing, what a super idea. You can bring Mummy. She's been wanting to see it for ages.
Oh, why don't you, my lord? You make such a change from the railway game.
Oh, Bishop, would you?
Well, madam, frankly, I should love to. However, there is one small problem.
What small problem is that, my lord?
A small, bald problem.
Bishop and his chaplain be much longer, Archdeacon?
No. They'll be back any minute, Dean.
I've given this game some thought during the week.
Oh, have you?
Yes, as a result, I have entirely rewritten the rule book. I have it here in my briefcase. I've introduced a great many more penalties. I think you will find it much more fun. The track will have to be considerably altered, of course.
But it's taken us 3 years.
There's always room for improvement, Archdeacon.
What was that?
Well, your car starting.
Shouldn't we see who it is?
There you are, Archdeacon. I will go to the window. You study those new rules. How strange.
Strange? What is, Dean?
You seem to be misinformed, Archdeacon. The bishop and his chaplain will not be back.
Oh, of course they will. They wouldn't leave me here with the... without them.
Then why have they just driven off in a motor with women?
Women? Well, let me see.
Look, they're just going through the Pilgrim's Gate.
No, but they can't. I say, chaps, it's not cricket.
It seems that we shall have to play the game by ourselves, Archdeacon.
Only three can play.
Only three could play, Archdeacon. That is another of my improvements. No, Archdeacon, you can't do that.
But surely I'm allowed a move sometimes.
Not until I tell you.
But we've been playing for 20 minutes and you had it all the time.
That is because I threw a six. You failed to throw a six, so you are naturally penalized.
But I don't seem to be able to do anything right.
Whose fault is that?
What was that?
Stop fidgeting.
I thought I heard a car.
Really, Archdeacon, you thought you heard at least a dozen cars.
But I'm sure I did. It is. It is a car. I knew it.
Oh, do three harders, my lord?
I don't know, Newt. Could you blow it again, my dear?
Of course, Bishop.
Ah, that should do it.
Oh, yes, look, my lord. He's looking out of the window.
Splendid. Now, the problem is to communicate.
What can we do, Bishop?
Point to the fire hydrant, dear lady. We must all point to the fire hydrant.
The fire hydrant? Whatever for?
Henry will understand.
Well, I'm pointing, my lord.
So am I, Bishop.
Oh, he's seen us, look. Oh, he's giving us the thumbs up.
Splendid. Now we must just sit tight and see what happens.
Well, Archdeacon, was it a car?
No, I'm afraid not, Dean.
Then come and sit down. You're interfering with my concentration.
Dean.
Oh, yes, Archdeacon. What is it now?
I've suddenly remembered.
What have you suddenly remembered?
I've suddenly remembered. I've left my car in front of the fire hydrant again.
Have you?
Yes, I must go and move it at once.
But you can't leave the game.
I'm afraid I must.
Why must you?
Because I'm contravening section 402, subsection 89, and the C of the local bylaws. Good night, Dean.
He shouldn't be long now.
Well, I do hope not, my lord. The film starts in 10 minutes.
Here he comes. Look, he's running.
Well done, Henry. You've made it.
Oh, come along, Archdeacon.
Bishop. Am I glad to see you? He's rewritten the rule book.
But he can't.
Oh, well, never mind, Archdeacon. You're coming with us. We're going to see the Sound of Music. Now, do you know Mrs. Buckley and her daughter?
How do you do?
How do you do?
Come on, let's go. Jump into the car, Archdeacon.
But I can't.
Why not, Henry?
Well, I can't face Gooseberry. It's not done, you know.
Oh, don't worry, Henry. You won't.
No, Archdeacon. May I introduce you to my grandmother?
We've to fetch her for you.
How do you do, Archdeacon? I hear you're taking me to the cinema.
Delighted, madam, delighted. My word, I haven't been to the cinema since they showed The Life of Amy Johnson.
She was my dearest friend.
Oh yes. Do you, by any chance, know Dusty Springfield?
Oh, come on, Archdeacon, jump up, and all we shall miss the film.
Yes, Henry, it's not the game, but at least six can play.
In that episode of All Gas and Gators, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, Bishop William Mervyn, the Bishop's Chaplain, the Reverend Newt, Derek Nimmo, the Dean, John Barron, Christine, Elizabeth Proud, Mrs. Buckley, Sonia Fraser, Granny, Eva Stewart. Only Three Can Play was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The program was produced by...